Conflict often feels like a wildfire. One painful event becomes an interpretation. The interpretation awakens a desire or fear. That desire shapes a response. The response spreads something into the relationship. The pattern can be pictured like this. Event, interpretation, desire, response, spread. Someone says something hurtful. You interpret it as proof that you are unwanted. You desire vindication or control. You respond with harsh words, withdrawal, gossip, or silent punishment. Your response spreads more fear, suspicion, and offense. Soon, the conflict is burning beyond the original event. The peace fire is the place where you consciously return to God's presence and work in the conflict. Returning to the peace fire does not mean pretending everything is peaceful. It means refusing to face the conflict without Christ. You begin by slowing down. Ask, what actually happened? What am I assuming? What do I want right now? What am I afraid of? How am I responding? What is my response spreading? What is feeding the wildfire? How is Jesus inviting me to respond? James 1 says that everyone should be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. That does not mean you never speak firmly. It means your response is no longer controlled by the speed of the fire. At the peace fire, you bring your inner conversation to God. You might say, Jesus, you are present with me. You see what happened. You know what I feel. Show me what is true. Reveal any bitterness, pride, fear, or desire for revenge in me. Help me respond with courage, wisdom, and love. Show me whether I should speak, wait, seek help, or establish a boundary. Returning to the peace fire also means recognizing strange fire. Strange fire uses spiritual language to pursue fleshly goals. It may sound like, God told me you must agree with me. If you were a real Christian, you would trust me immediately. You must forgive me, so you cannot hold me accountable. Keeping this secret is the loving thing to do. These statements may sound spiritual, but they can be used to control, silence, manipulate, or avoid responsibility. The Holy Spirit does not lead us into deception, coercion, or denial. God's wisdom is pure, peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy, and without hypocrisy. A peace fire response may include confession. You may need to say, I spoke harshly. I assumed motives I could not know. I repeated the story to damage your reputation. I used silence to punish you. I was wrong. A peace fire response may also include truth. You may need to say, what happened was not acceptable. I am willing to discuss repair, but I will not accept threats. Forgiveness does not mean restoring trust immediately. We need outside help before continuing this conversation. The goal is not always agreement. The goal is faithfulness to Christ. Romans 12 tells us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. Good is not passive surrender to wrongdoing. Good may include gentleness. Good may include confrontation. Good may include confession. Good may include patience. Good may include reporting harm. Good may include a firm firebreak. Good means refusing to let evil choose the spirit of your response. When the wildfire begins, pause. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Bring scripture into the inner conversation, tell the truth about the event, examine your interpretation, surrender revenge. Choose the next faithful response. You may not control the other person. You may not control the outcome. But by God's grace, you can choose which fire will shape your response. You can return to the peace fire.